What's up, Unlost fan? Welcome to another episode of All of It. I'm your host, Jay, and with me is
Cece.
And after the long, hard,
oh Jesus,
unholy God wait,
really,
for Sale GP Racing, It's tomorrow.
Jay's weird.
Oh man, I'm so stoked. So due to the fact that the last Sale GP episode that we had put out, actually I'm gonna go ahead and start labeling them so you guys can know which ones are which. Because that'd probably be the smart thing to do, wouldn't it? So with that being said, so today I did a thing. I figured, because I'm learning about the sport hopefully just as much as you guys are learning about, or
whatever
you guys are screaming into your computers listening to me talk about Sale GP and how, you know, just sailing overall, you've been doing it for ever since I was like 8 years old. Yeah, well, fuck you. I just found out I'm 27, and so fuck you, and your couch. So,
what?
So, to break it down, hydrofoil, what is a hydrofoil? Mm-hmm. So, a hydrofoil is a boat that is a broad term used for any kind of boat, sailing or motorized, that has hydrofoils on it. It's just a general term, like the hydrofoil. But the reason for hydrofoils is to give the boats lift.
So when they go off the water and all that, with the wind and stuff, right?
Yeah, but even for motorized, it does it for motorized boats as well.
Like regular boats?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, regular boats have hydrofoils on them too. Some of them do. Yeah. So the specifics of the actual foils themselves lifts the boat out of the water. As speed increases, reduces the drag, yields higher speed without expending horsepower, or, you know, because you can only have so much wind at one time. Like, you can't force there to be more wind. So, like, with the amount of wind you have, like, that's why you can get up on the water and why you can come about the water. So,
yeah.
Also, even more specifically, the reason why it kind of has, like, fins at the bottom, if you ever really look at it, it's to keep the boat anchored mm-hmm. to the water, versus, you know, you just flying off and pulling a treasure island. So there are five crew members on the hydrofoil catamarans in Sail GP. There are five crew members: helmsman, wing trimmer, flight controller, and two grinders. And no, I don't mean the gay app.
What?
Yeah, there's a gay app called Grindr.
Yeah, I almost forgot. Isn't that nice?
Shout out to my twinks. So helmsman is basically, he steers the boat. He's the guy who's steering shit.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like in some other boats, like the helmsman is also the skipper.
The what?
The skipper. Yeah. Yeah, that the skipper, like skipper, is actually a real sailing term. So there's that. A wing trimmer Okay, so it took me a minute to fully comprehend how the fuck a wing trimmer works, right? I've had to figure out like the parts of the boat before I could fully understand what the fuck a wing trimmer does.
Right.
So, and I'm looking at my notes just so y'all motherfuckers know, because y'all. So, a wing trimmer, and trimming the foils because in maneuvers he also regulates the inclination foil downwind. Mm-hmm. He/she is also in charge of the jib adjustment. Jib adjustments while the grinders adjust the traveler.
What that mean?
Okay, so, and I wish I had a diagram. So you know how they only have two sails, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you know the bigger sail?
Mm-hmm.
That's actually two sails.
I figure it was.
Yeah, it's two sails. So, like, they basically, you know, deal with where the fuck the wind is coming from, and they turn the sail that way so the wind can catch the sails.
Yeah.
And then not only on one side but both sides, and also not only for one but two, and also they have to adjust the jib as well, so the small sail, so they can catch the wind, and probably some other stuff, like especially in maneuvers they also have to deal with the foil. Mm-hmm. So like they gotta either pick up a foil or drop a foil.
Right.
So like when they turn, they gotta do all of this in one motion so they can turn.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
That's a lot of work. That's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work.
I mean, no, they don't. I'm fucking up. I'm sorry. I fucked that up. My bad.
But they have.
Yeah, because I'm thinking about grinders instead of... No, wait. No. Wait, no. Wait. I fucked it up. Anyway, flight controller.
I need you to get your stuff together.
Right. I fucked it up, guys. I'm going to go back. Give me a second. I fucked it up. So, flight controller basically anticipates the wind strength and the dynamic of forces to avoid other catamarans and stuff like that. Basically, making sure that, you know,
everything's good.
Telling you where the fuck you're going. And, like, what would be a smart decision? And, like, yo, if you, instead of tacking 50 meters.
Yeah.
Here, let's go like 50 meters
somewhere else
further,
yeah,
and then tack, like that type of shit,
right?
And oh, okay. For anybody who doesn't know, attack is not attack, but tack is basically you turning from one angle to, I want to say, like 45 to 90 degrees,
something like that,
somewhere in there.
Similar.
I'm still learning, guys. I'm still learning. So you can stop. So holster your keyboards. Holster your keyboards.
Okay. Because I know you'll be all that. Mm-mm, right. Mm-mm, mm-mm.
Okay.
Help us out then.
Grinders create the energy for trimming the wing sail, mm-hmm, and the jib, powering all the maneuvers and adjustments. The heel and ride height of the F-50s. Okay, so yeah, what that's, I'm not even going to try and get into that, because that was just a whole lot.
That seemed a little difficult.
My thing is, they said they create the energy. Like, I don't understand. Like, that's the one part I was having a really hard time understanding. Is like they create the energy. So like, do they turn the sails, or because like that would make the most sense to me. Like, they turn the sails, like, each way. So that way, like, okay, the minor adjustments that you got to make, like, how tight or how loose or, like, anything like that, like, then the wind can catch it. And so you go to the other side, turn it the other. Like, that's why I said, let me talk about the grinders first, because, like, that's the only thing that makes sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the case, then they would have explained it like that, right?
I don't know.
And anyway, it make sense to everybody else that is, you know, for the boats and stuff like that. So if... See, now you're going to make me want to...
Right.
We're going to move on from that. We're going to come back.
I think I said it right, though. I think I said it right. Yeah, I think I said it right.
I think you did, but...
I think... Oh, well, fuck it, whatever. Anyway. So the F50 hydrofoiling catamaran, the design is based off of the AC50, apparently.
Okay.
And the whole idea of why they didn't just use the AC50s.
What was that?
Oh, that was me, like, hiccuping and burping at the same time.
Jesus.
The reason why they didn't use the AC-50s and they switched it out for the F-50s. The F-50 is designed to create faster, flatter, more stable flight. So if you really want to get all up into the actual geometry and
stuff
and algebra and shit and trigonometry, I think. No, seriously, like how the wind, like when you tack, like how the wind, if the wind's moving this fast and you got up on your foils this fast and you need to get to
the other side,
point,
yeah.
X, and you see fucking homie over here who's like maybe a couple of meters ahead. Like, you got time to bag. Yeah, so trigonometry comes into it.
Yeah.
It's just not really deep trigonometry, I don't think.
Yeah, that's true.
But, yeah.
I mean, it's just a little bit, you know.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Not a whole lot, but just a little bit. Just enough to get, you know, your stuff situated and all that. So.
Found this out.
Uh-oh.
Apparently,
mm-hmm.
the way it works,
uh-huh.
right,
Come
is
on.
You got both rudders, both are back parts. Like you hold the boat out of the water, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's got four little legs at the bottom.
Yeah, yeah.
So the back ones are there, so that way, I'm assuming those are the light airboards, whatever. And those are used to keep it out of the water. And then you got your forward, the legs that are in the front, the foils that are in the front,
mm-hmm.
are the ones you actually turn. Those are the ones that deal with direction.
Left and right and yeah. stuff like that. Oh.
So that's what.
But that will make sense.
So that's why, like, it's got. That's why you see them go from one side to the other side
real quick,
and then back to the other side, and then back to the other side, and
yeah.
back to the other side. Yeah, because not only are they like, it's not like one side controls both sides. Like one side controls the left side, and one side controls the right side.
Which makes sense.
Yeah. So. With all that jazz going on, and apparently you have light airboard, which is good for 4 to 14 knots. I'm assuming that's the actual boat speed and not like current speed. I don't know if that's the speed of the current or if that's the speed of the boat itself. Or it could be both.
Well,
it could be both.
It might be both. That makes sense if it's both.
Oh, I'm tripping. So the rudder. So you got your light air rudders, which is located in the back. Yeah, I was right. Okay, cool.
It's located. It should make sense.
So the rudders are located in the back, and the high air board, air boards are in the front. So I'm assuming they're good for, because those go in the water. So I'm assuming they're talking about the current. No, they're talking about the boat. So
is it the boat or the current?
The boat. That would make the most sense.
Okay.
So yeah, light airboard is 4 to 14 knots. High speed airboard is for 14 to 30 knots. Light air rudder is for 4 to 14 knots, and high speed rudder is for 14 to 30 knots. So of course you gotta equal parts, you know. So the wing sails, the two big sails I was telling you about.
Earlier. Sails.
So you got 29 meters. Yeah. Yeah. So it's for the boat. The rudders are for the boat speed, and I'm about to get into this. Wing sails, they actually have three. Which is crazy.
Three?
Yeah. Three different, because it's at three different heights. Because
what
you
do
can
you mean?
So like you can so the how like the sail stays up, like the mass, you can like raise it or lower it. I'm assuming they only have three sections because they only have three for each one. They have three wing sails, but they have two variations of the jib sail, which is the sail that's in the front, the very front.
The front of the boat.
Yeah. So the wing sails, they got wing sails for 29 meters, which is for 4 to 14 knots. 24 meters, which is for 4 to 24 knots. Mm-hmm. And 18 meters for 20 to 30 knots. So I think that's for the wind. Yeah, no, that is for the wind. And jib sails, they got their J1 24 meter J1 J1 is for 4 to 12 knots. Their J2 is for 12 to 24 knots. Their 18 meter J1 is for 20 to 24 knots. Mm-hmm. And their 18 meter J2 is for 22 to 30 knots. So I want to say current has nothing to do with it, and I'm just stupid and reading too much into it.
I think you're okay.
I think I'm just reading too much into it. Ow, damn, that hurt. So Back to what I was saying. So grinders, I feel as though like are the ones who are setting shit up and like doing minor adjustments so that everybody else can do their job, which is true because they be the main ones going back and forth on the catamarans, and it scares me. There was one dude on.
Didn't they flip or something?
I want to say it was like in season, it was either season one or season two.
That somebody flipped?
Where like America like hit a reef or hit a really big wave or something and like went like ass over tit.
What?
And fucking some dude, I don't want to say some dude went flying, like not flying off the boat, but like.
Flying pretty damn hard.
Like he was, man. They had their tethers, but still the dude, like, full extension on the tether, it was just boom. I was like, oh, no, sir. Oh, my. Somebody give me some milk.
Some what? Some what, sir? Jesus. No, no, sir. Wait a minute. Some milk.
Get a baby some milk.
Uh-uh.
So for the So for a little bit more information, this is just information I would have liked to know.
And for the people out there that is, you know, coming along, yeah, interested in coming along with us.
So they have penalties. A lot of them have to do with a false start. Because you have to come into the starting line, at least having some sort of win. Like, that would make the most sense if you're sailing.
Yeah.
False start can be you not starting when the basically by the time the timer goes off, because I think you have 5 minutes to get into a decent position, and typically they get into it like around 30 to 25 seconds, and to get going to at least get off the hull and on the foils,
and then you hit the start for
if they go over the line before the buzzer goes off, then it's a penalty and you got to move like 10 yards behind, or 10 meters behind everybody. So
I think it's either 10 meters behind everybody, depending on like where you're at, or it's like a couple people behind you.
No, for false starts, it's for everybody. And for like the other penalty that you'll see a lot of is also aggressive tacking. So basically cutting people up. What fucking who was it?
I don't remember who it was.
What New Zealand did to Australia. Yeah, boy.
Oh, yeah, that one episode, part two. Oh, yeah, I know, part one. And they were pissed off. They were like, oh, they was this and this and that.
They were pissed off until the next race. They were so pissed.
They were like, they should have been able to do that. They should have been legal, the blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
you were 10 meters. Like, I mean, mind you, that's not saying much. But, like, you were, like, a decent, like, you had enough space to like realize and enough time to realize like, oh shit, he's coming, but you wanted to get the fuck
and
out.
It was legal and they called it.
You were pissed off because they took the bait and you got, but I ain't gonna lie, like Australia's whooping, not necessarily whooping our asses, but they're Australia's at 50, New Zealand's at 46 points overall.
Yeah,
bruh, they go with another season championship. I don't know what the fuck. They're gonna get Australia's gonna get a very strong worded letter. That's what, like, that a very, very unpleasant post is what's gonna happen. God damn it. But also the scoring, speaking of points, the scoring. So each race is broken down into 10 points because there are nine countries. So first place gets 10 points, second place gets 9 points, third place gets 8 points, so on and so forth, mm-hmm. so on and so forth until, you know, nine. And throughout the regatta, which is both days of sailing, fleet racing is when all nine countries are racing. So all nine countries are doing one race. So that's a fleet race. You have five fleet races and you have your finale race. Your championship.
Yeah.
The championship race is the first three, the highest 3 points. The highest 3 point holders out of the regatta those three boats are racing. Those are the championship races. Does that make sense to you? Because okay. I can't. You, which doesn't count because you were doing something else.
No. Okay. The races, you got all of them, and then you have the mini ones where it's like 3 to 2 people racing. Don't they do that?
That's the championship
race. Yeah, okay. I call them the mini race because it's short people. Sorry.
Short people?
Yeah.
Not that many people.
Whatever. It's only like 2-3 racers.
There's only 3.
Whatever. And then versus everybody and their mama. So on
those
the big
are called, one, those are called fleet races.
That's what I said. Everybody and their mama. So, but they do it during the same time though, right?
What you mean?
So I guess the one that got the fewer racers. Normally, how I saw it was the top three racing against each other, right?
That's the championship race.
Yeah. So, but that's still the top three of the big race, right?
The fleet race, yes.
Yes, okay. And then that will determine who won.
Just the regatta.
Those 2-day races.
Yeah, those 2 days worth of racing.
Yeah. Okay.
So basically the regatta championship. So just that
area.
2-day, just that 2-day event mm-hmm. is called the regatta.
Okay.
And the fleet races are all the races with
everybody in it.
9 of them.
Yeah, everybody in their mouth.
And the championship race is when. Oh God!
The baby race.
Oh Christ!
The baby race.
See.
What? I'm trying to
that shit, man.
And translate for the other people. The baby race.
Yeah.
Because I got fewer people.
And also, if you guys care, because I thought it was a pretty cool thing that they did. They also take in. They also have each team of the 9 countries also do a ocean cleanup thing, like how they reduce their carbon signature, and they also have points on that, like how how they do that. They do, but it's on their website. And you can get that at sailgp.com. There was one chick who's on the Spain team. She rode from one of the races. She rode her bike from one of the races all the way to the next one.
Why? Why she didn't get a ride from somebody?
To help the score. Like they went up like 100 points for that.
Wait a minute. This heifer rode her bike. Mm-hmm. From one race mm-hmm. to the next race mm-hmm. instead of getting in the fucking car and driving mm-hmm. or a plane or mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. How does that help her?
It was in the same country.
But still.
Her carbon footprint, Cece. Like how much like carbon buildup is in the atmosphere and stuff.
Oh,
not her actual, not the actual race points.
I mean, I was about to say, I'm like, what the fuck? I was confused.
I just got done explaining that.
I was a little confused for myself, but okay, cool. All
right, that's but fine. Anyway, guys, that's the end.
But it was only one person.
Yeah.
Everybody else got in a car.
Yeah. But that's it for us, guys. We also have some announcements, Cece, if you will.
Okay. Well, the announcements we have, Patreon. We have Patreon. Jay's is jdrake_allofit. Mine is a woman's, Cece's_world. Follow us on Patreon and get updates on that. We also have our mini podcast. Jay is Nerdgate.
You know what? Actually, all that, we're running out of time. All that's going to be on the description box. So, but yeah.
Check out A Woman's World too. Bye.
And Nerdgate.